AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. Donald Trump recounted his assassination attempt in vivid detail and blamed the incident on a lack of coordination during a high-profile return to the social media platform formerly known as Twitter. The session was intended to serve as a way for the former president to reach millions of potential voters directly. The conversation was plagued by technical glitches. The U.S. is preparing for the next Olympics already as they gear up to host in 4 years. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass says she will sign an executive order soon to help improve infrastructure in the city in preparation for the Olympics in 2028.
Because we have a lot of work to do on so many different levels. And it's not like we haven't been doing the work, but now we need to put our foot on the gas.
Dozens of women who were pregnant are complaining that they were refused emergency care, even while bleeding under the shadow of strict abortion laws. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The federal government is investigating hospitals that have denied emergency care to pregnant women, even though terminating a pregnancy is allowed under a federal law in emergencies. There's a complaint filed against a Texas hospital in Williamson County, where 25-year-old Kylie Thurman, pregnant and in pain,
with an ectopic pregnancy,
sought emergency care.
I was sent home to let it go off inside of me and internally hemorrhage.
An AP investigation finds more than 100 women didn't get the emergency treatment they needed since 2022 when Roe v. Wade was overturned.
Doctors are terrified.
Attorney Mark Herron with the Center for Reproductive Rights.
A doctor who provides an abortion in Texas in violation of the ban faces life imprisonment, hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines.
And analysis shows the refusals are not only in states with strict bans. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is AP News. USA Gymnastics officials say an arbitration panel will reconsider a decision asking gymnast Jordan Chiles to return the bronze medal she was awarded in the floor exercise at the Paris Olympics. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on the latest work of London's mystery artist.
Street artist Banksy has unveiled an addition to his animal-themed collection around London. The latest is in Charlton in southeast London. The mural is of a rhinoceros that looks like it's mounting a broken-down car parked in front of the building. This adds to the recent Banksy collection that includes elephants, a goat, a wolf, and pelicans. A day earlier, Banksy claimed another artwork depicting piranhas, which appeared on a police box near the Central Criminal Court, known as the Old Bailey in London. Banksy began his career spray painting buildings in Bristol, England. His work has sold for millions of dollars at auction, and past murals on outdoor sites have often been stolen or removed by building owners soon after they go up. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Haya Panjwani. AP News.